Blog Talk Radio. Happy holidays, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini. I am a spirit therapist over at spirittherapynyc.com. And today we're talking about steady and ready. That's what came up for me when talking about preparing people for the holidays. I was like, what do people need to know in order to enjoy themselves to the highest degree during this holiday season? And after a little bit of shuffling around, I heard steady, steady and ready, steady and ready. Yeah, man. So that's what we're going to do. Get you ready so you can be steady for the holidays, which includes travel, family, gifts, and yourself. Always yourself. So welcome. I hope you've learned so far to enjoy yourself and to pat yourself on the back and give yourself some credit for all the things that you accomplished in this year, 2014. No matter what it is, I'm sure if you're listening to this show, you have plenty of things that you accomplished and plenty of things that are moving in the right direction. We just have to notice it and enjoy it. And it's all good, baby. No matter what, in every moment, it is all good. If you're living and breathing, even if you're not, that's a different kind of good. But I'm sure you can find plenty of things to be happy for. But, of course, you know, you can do that any day. But what happens when you got to travel with 40,000 other people and you've got your family to contend with, which for a lot of people may not be the greatest thing? I'm lucky enough to have a family that we get along, but of course everybody is their own thing and opinions and politics come up and what people think other people should do with their lives and, you know, meaning all the best, but that definitely happens. So, and I'm sure some of you have families that, you know, don't get along even that well. So let's get right into it and see what we can do to get you ready for ready. Let's talk about travel first. Travel experience. A lot of this is going to be about focusing in on what you want instead of what you don't want. That's the spirit therapy version of the holidays, so that you can see how you can create the reality that you want. And now with all these things thrown into your basket, you can definitely start to practice and see how you do. And everything I'm going to talk about, especially today, it's not just about the words. It's not just about affirmations of it's all good, it's fine, when meanwhile you're feeling miserable and all kinds of low-grade energies, you know, in your physical. Because remember, the universe doesn't hear your words. It does what you think and what you mean. So, So if you've been working on manifestation, you know that when you travel, it can be anything, just like shopping. I had a great shopping experience today, 3 days before Christmas, and I'm going to Century 21, if any of you know the flagship shop down here. It's a madhouse on a good day, on any given day. So you can just imagine, but I had to go. That's where everything I wanted was. So I went, and but before I went, I said, this is what I want to happen. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to get that. I'm going to look around, and I'm going to find that. And then I'm going to decide on what that gift is going to be. And it's going to be quick. It's going to be easy. And that's it. So I went there. Of course, it was insanity, but I just went with the flow, went upstairs, found my stockings, which ended up being $3 cheaper than it said on the package. And came downstairs, found my other gift, not very expensive at all. Boom, bam, boom, got a little help with a gold card or whatever from shopping there for a million years. Two people in front of me in line when the rest of it was insanity, and left. And I was out of there in probably 40 minutes. So I'm just saying, anything is possible. And you can do the same thing with your travel. So here it is in broken down form, how to get good travel going. So you picture yourself going, and you picture it the way you want it to go, and you feel how it feels when you're like, wow, this is just easy breezy. I'm just walking through terminals, and then my flight is on time. Look at that. My flight's on time, and I arrive on time, and I'm sitting next to someone who's cool and not screaming and not taking up more than their share of their seat. And it's cool, man. It's cool. It's all going to be great. And it helps to remember a time that has happened, that you have smoothly traveled. You can put that in the mix. Anything that is in the vibrational vicinity of what you want, focus on that. Give that a nice, over 17 seconds. If you can have a nice conversation with yourself about this, over 17 seconds and under 5 minutes, because, you don't want to harp too long on it. You just say what you have to say, get the feeling going, say it again if you need to say it again, and then let it go. And then you let it go out of your mind, you move on with your day, and knowing that you're going to accept whatever is going to happen. It's going to be fine. Whatever it is, it's going to be fine. I've said what I've wanted, and now this is what's going to happen, or maybe something else. But whatever's happening is what needs to happen, and I'm cool with that. So, you can't be too attached to the outcome, because that's not how the universe works. That's taking the creativity out of the mastermind of the universe and all that is. And, they don't like that. I mean, it's not fun, and it's just not the way the system's built. So you got to let them do what they're going to do, which means the universe and how things unfold. It's not up to you. You already asked. That's it. We heard you. And then roll with it and see what happens. If this is the first time you're doing this, it could be a little, I'm not going to say, because who knows? If you just started, you'll see. You'll see no matter what happens. If you were worried about something and that manifested itself and you were like, well, I did what you said, but this happened. Well, did you think that might happen? Things like that. So it's more about training your brain to coincide with the way that you feel, and then releasing that to the universe. So that's what I would say about traveling. And good luck to you out there. New York City would like to say hello. That's how they say happy holidays. They don't know. They don't know that they mean that, but they do. Always have to look on the bright side here. And, while we're at it, the police jumped into the conversation. So let's just say for a quick heartbeat, you know, love and light to everyone, no matter your color, no matter your station in life, no matter who deserved or didn't deserve what. Let's just give blessings and love and light. That's what the season's all about. And the fact that these things are happening right near the holidays is not a coincidence or a mistake. It's showing us where to bring the love and the light, where it's needed, and it's in more places than one. So, you know, it can't be about picking sides, which is also what the holidays has become, you know, trying to be hijacked by football and other sports, which is all about us against them. And what does it have to do with the human beings that are sitting around you, whether you enjoy their company or not? I mean, it happens once a year. So why not tune into the now that is actually happening around you instead of some game that's being played somewhere with people you don't know? Just saying. So the light of the season and the love of the season is what we as light workers and lighthouses out there need to have this time be all about. So, steady and ready for holding the light. Peace and love to all mankind, you know? Sounds preachy. Anyway, but it's the truth, Ruth. So, anyway, so let's talk about family. Family, we are family. I got all my sisters with me. Family. Well, family asks a lot of questions, don't they? And they come with their own thing, their own free will, and their own agenda. And some of them do the same thing every year. And you're just like, oh my God, here we go again. They can also be a wonderful time to spend with people that you only get to see once a year. So I'm trying to give this in a way that satisfies both people that have a crappy family situation and people that also have a good family situation. But the point is, really, people ask a lot of questions, and we can start to look at ourselves and go, all right, well, you know, it's kind of like going to a reunion. Like, so what have you been up to? Well, what do you want to say? Well, I have a Fortune 500 company. I just purchased a yacht. I have this beautiful wife or husband, did three kids, and, you know, I'm going to run a marathon next month. Something like that, right? Is that what we think would be, like, the perfect answer? And, like, how many people have that answer? And even if that is all the things they have, are they still happy? I'm not saying that it's not possible. Of course it's possible. But my point is that the things don't make the person. The things, no matter what they are, don't make the person. So if anybody is geared towards, you know, did you get a job? How much money did you make? How much are your gifts worth? Let's just consider the source. And because if that's what it's about, it's missing the whole spirit of the holidays. So, and gifts should be optional. Gifts, if you can't give gifts like you could have before, or never have been able to, and people give you a hard time, that's their problem. A gift is, it's a present. It's something that happens or doesn't happen, you know. And if you don't have the money to give for the holidays, well, you could always do some community service in someone's honor and say, in lieu of giving you a gift, I fed people at the soup kitchen for 3 hours and take a picture so they know it's true. And what a wonderful thing. I mean, even if you do have the money, that's also a wonderful thing. I mean, some people don't really need gifts. Like, what are we doing? So how about we give to that person's favorite charity, or we actually go and physically do something for people that are less fortunate? I have a friend that's talking about maybe handing out coats to the homeless during Christmas. I mean, talk about doing Jesus's work and bringing the light and the love of the season to your life and the people whose lives you're touching, who are not going to be so cold, you know. So I think if even if you have a family that's cool to be with, to give a gift like that and actually go and do it, give the money, or go and do it together, like make it some sort of tradition, maybe even just for an hour or something. I'm just saying. It would be great to give, to have more traditions about charity, about giving to people who don't have. So, because really, what does giving do for you? Giving fills you with love and light. And if the person is receptive to the gift, it fills them with love and light too. But whether or not that happens with the other person is irrelevant, because it's filled you with love and light and you've spread love and light. That's why we do it, because it feels so good. And that's how we manifest, is to feel good. It's like things that are annoying just don't happen. The things that you used to be worried about and used to happen don't happen. So, yeah. All right. So, feeling good in the family situation and feeling good about yourself during a time when, you know, you may be tried a little bit. So, fake it till you make it. If you believe it, they will too. And even if they don't, who cares? Really, just be yourself. It's very freeing to be yourself. And if you are different than the rest of your family, you're probably a light worker, or you're just going on your own thing, but whatever, you're something different. So just do that. Like, it's worse when people try to please others or give what they want from you. Instead, just be yourself. And sometimes when people ask questions, just a smile and silence is a good answer. Especially if you have people that provoke things in you. You know, do you really want to jump in that boat? Because you know what happens. So taking a little bit of time before you react to things that are coming your way. Smile and silence. And they'll probably keep talking. People usually keep talking. Or they don't know what to say and they walk away. But either way, you don't really have to do much. And it's just either over or off and running. And that's a great exercise to, you know, if you give silence and somebody just keeps on the train of God knows whatness, to not get emotionally involved in getting pissed off with whatever they're saying or feeling whatever, except amusement, love, maybe pity, but that's not really helpful, but amusement, love, or just standing steady and ready, just standing in your own, you're not even listening, you're like, I know what this is, and I don't really tune in to lower vibrations. I just don't hear it. I don't hear what you're saying. So, and if they do say something that's worth it, you'll hear it. But you know, that's a great reason to tune your vibration up. Because even if somebody comes at you with the blah, blah, shipak, blah, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah. So, and I put together a few answers for people that, you know, may have trouble with these types of questions. You know, like, did you get a job? When are you getting married? When are you going to stop smoking? You know what you need? Blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do about blah, blah, blah? You really need to think about your future. Blah, blah, blah. You know, all those. So here are the answers that that I think are the best. Did you get a job? My job is love. What are they going to say to that? My job? My job is love. Well, but love doesn't pay the bills. Okay, but my job is love. Just stay on that. And then, you know, when are you going to get married? When are you going to stop smoking? When are you going to whatever? When I'm ready. That usually stops the show, too. When I'm ready. And they can keep talking or not, but there you go. You know what you really need. Where are you going? What are you doing? You can say, the divine in me knows what I need. I'm taken care of. The divine in me knows what I need. So, now what? And then I will do whatever I am divinely guided to do. If anybody's asking for plans or, I don't know, outlines, I will do what I am divinely guided to do. And, you know, you really need to think about this and that and the other thing, which usually is things in the future. I focus on the now, where everything powerful and beautiful happens. They always make me giggle. It's just such a, like, whoa, you need to think about your future. I focus on the now, where everything beautiful and powerful lives. I mean, what is somebody going to say to that? What? How can you argue with that? I think it's hilarious. Hilarious. And that's why I think also being yourself, whatever quirkiness or wackiness or whatever it is, you know where your center is. You don't have to get out of control and be that guy or girl. But whatever it is that you do that is your thing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to have a shtick. But you say and do whatever, and you enjoy yourself no matter what anybody else is thinking or feeling. Because really, whether the people around you know it or not, you have been placed in their life also for a reason. And they may need to see a expression of somebody doing them, somebody being themselves and really shaking it up. You know, I'm not saying you got to get crazy, you know, but you know what it is to be yourself and what, you know, people might, oh, I should keep myself a little under wraps because these people don't necessarily get me. All right, but you can play. You can play around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's advanced class. I keep thinking about, you know, what happens if retards listen to my show, but they're not going to find it. They are not going to be here 24 minutes in, Nicole. So, you know, but I want to include everybody. You know, maybe somebody stumbled upon, it's not happening. So anyway, you know what I mean. But it doesn't matter what kind of a light worker you are. You can have God knows what's it's around you, and a lot of, and they are in your life as well for a reason. You did choose these people. Some people find it hard to swallow that, but once you get a hold of that, you can really start to go, okay, this is what these people are showing me. And if you're a light worker and you're some sort of creator, you're probably not like most, if not any, of your family, because there's only a few of us and we need to be spread around. So one per family, usually, unless they need some sort of mastermind situation going on. And maybe you have some that are receptive to, you know, being the light worker that they are, and so you wake them up. Others that are like, absolutely not, with everything that you do and you are, no to the end of your light. And, you know, they manifested you just as much. So I'm just saying, I want everybody to feel happy with whoever they are in any situation. That's what I'm all about. So, yeah. And what else? And accepting people for who they are and their own shortcomings. And don't try to change anyone if you don't want them to try to change you, you know. I think this is where a little meditation and preparation beforehand is a good idea, because it puts you in the right place and you can navigate any conversation or any situation just like that. Somebody just logged in and I felt like I needed to talk more, but really I would like to take a little break. And actually, that's exactly the way I wanted to do it, about meditation. So I'm going to play this song. Feeling good. Hi, Gemini Moon. So nice to see you. I was just going to take a little short break, but I'm actually setting up a little exercise talking about putting yourself in the right vibration for going into the holidays, whatever that may be for you. So if you have meditated or you've never meditated, to take a moment and quiet yourself and create the feeling and the energy that you want to feel during this holiday season. And and also that it can be also for new things in the new year that you are looking to manifest. So think about that. So really it's about feeling what you want to feel for the next week and then how that continues into the next year. So I'm going to play this song, Feeling Good, which of course is all about Nina Simone, but I'm going to play the Michael Bublé just because it's kind of snazzy and sassy. And so think about what you want now and what you want to come. See you in 3 minutes.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? A butterfly, it's all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
I think I need to do that song at karaoke. That song is just so fun. I mean, I love the Nina Simone one, but he makes it much easier for people that don't have a Nina Simone voice. I mean, I do a little bit, but she goes a little high sometimes, and sustained high, difficult. So, yeah, but that's really what I want to talk about today. Yes. I spent the first half hour talking about how to deal with your family and how to get there and all that little community service, you know, pitch to start a tradition of people giving to people in need in lieu of gifts or in addition to gifts. I think, you know, to bring back the actual spirit of the holidays, unlike football and gluttony. So, anyway, I'm laughing because it came out of my mouth on the consciousness shift on Saturday, and Arlene was there. Hi, Healing Paradigms. Arlene is part of Healing Paradigms. And so, anyway, we were laughing about it. And just to side note that, on, you know, when you're talking to your relatives and stuff, I like to just see what spirit has to say and let spirit talk and see what pops out of your mouth. And sometimes that is just the greatest thing. You're like, okay, and there's that. But besides the holidays, besides family, all that, this is also, of course, a time when you know, in order to be steady and ready, we need to be at peace with what we've done this year and what we've accomplished. And also to set the manifestations and intentions for the new year. It's good to start now because winter solstice just happened yesterday. And today we have a new moon at 0 degrees Capricorn. So that is like a fresh start. These new moons have been happening on 0 degrees. So it's really showing us that we're really at the beginning. But I strongly feel that this is the perfect time to learn and practice manifesting the world that we want to see. And we start with ourselves, because if we can manifest good in our own lives, then that radiates to the world and helps the world to manifest what it wants to manifest, which is also love and light, obviously. So so to practice how we're setting our intentions and where our vibration is, And I think the holidays is a good time to test ourselves with that, because it's always different. It's all different than regular life. So if we can stand ready and steady in the holidays, then we can put in some good ideas in that I know I've got this vibration that we're creating in the now will boost our manifestations for next year. So, and I see that Arlene called in, but I'm going to talk a little bit longer, but then I would like to hear your opinion as usual. So I've noticed that working with manifestation, it really is about what you can feel and how believable it can feel. And some people say, shoot for the stars, you know, ask big, go big. But I also know that it has to be believable to you, because, I mean, it doesn't have to be. But I find it easier to manifest if it's at least somewhat believable. I'll tell you a story that when I realized that manifestation was possible, that you really could just ask for it. So I think I watched The Secret or something. And anyway, I heard that you could just ask for something. Yeah, it was definitely The Secret, where, you know, the guy, the chicken soup for the soul guy, was like, you know, I want this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. And it happened for him. So I was like, all right, let's test this out. So I got in the shower and I said, okay, universe, I would like $10,000. Just like that, unexpected income. And I'd like it in the next 3 months. Because $10,000 to me was a lot of money, but not a lot of money. Like, okay, reasonable that could, like, show up. But it'd be a wow moment. And so I did my work, just thought about it. It literally was less than 5 minutes. And 3 months later, my mom's friend died and left me how much? $10,000. So, you know, I was like, what? How much? Exactly $10,000. I was like, okay. And it was in the time frame that I asked for. So, and it was also in a mode that was believable. So now I put in also, you know, I would prefer that nobody has to die. Not that, you know, I caused that, but, you know. Nothing wrong with inheritance, you know, can't take it with you. But anyway, so, and actually that's the way that my mother put it to me. She said, you're an heiress. You're an heiress. You have inherited some money. So going with something that's believable and that can be in business, you know, I want 5 new clients a month. You know, or better. I think that's sort of the fail safe that you can put in, or better. If it's 50 new ones, okay, I'll take that too. So I think that's part of the exercise, is to spend some time with what's believable, what's maybe beyond believable, back to a little more believable, a little less believable, but probable, not impossible. And then back down to, you know, what's too little. and to spend some time in those areas, because, again, it only takes 17 seconds for a thought to start to manifest. So the more and more momentum, everything is about momentum, rolling the car down a hill. The longer it's rolling, the faster it's going. So, you know, but again, you can't spend too long there, because then you get all wrapped up in it. So you got to release it. Otherwise, the car is just going to keep flying. And then for what? Like, it becomes like, what's the point? So get there, spend some time there, and then go about your day. Do your thing. So, yeah. So meditating in your own way, in your self-centering, is a good thing. So, anyway. All right. I think I'm going to open up to Arlene and get a little feedback. How's it going, Arlene?
It's going pretty good. How's it going for you today?
Pretty good. Moving right along. I noticed that just giving, making a little bit of a plan, not really like a planner in the details, but now it's just, it works better. Just, all right, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then rolling with it. If something gets bumped till tomorrow, it's cool. And so that's been like my few days, getting all the last minute things, you know, done. So
mm-hmm.
it's been a good time.
Yeah.
How about you?
There are some things that do come up spur of the moment, but if I have a general idea of what my major things are and getting those out of the way, that always works well for me. And then I will add some things in that that may have been a little unexpected for some people around me, but they tend to be kind of flexible and work with me on that one also.
Well, that's what I was just talking about in the beginning of the show, of just doing you, doing whatever you need to, and everyone around you will deal with it or will not deal with it. You know, it's kind of on them, right? I mean, your happiness is kind of your issue, right? But I'm doing this. Cool.
Mm-hmm. But I typically find that the majority of the things that I'm wanting to do is say, for instance, yesterday, there was some work that I had my business partner do for himself, and in order to I went to visit him to finish that up, but there were some, you know, there were some things that you know, we were putting out some information for our next event. And I was like, okay, the one that we did do, I wasn't happy with the way it came out, but I made sure that I was like doubly prepared. And then once I got to his place, I was like, okay, I've already finished this up for you, but this is what we're going to do. And he's like, oh, really? Okay. Man, he just rolled with it because, it, you know, overall it's for the benefit of both of us and also the people who will be coming to see us. So, yeah.
You realize that?
Oh, well, yes.
Yeah.
And, nice. he's getting a little bit more flexible with me, so it's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And to mirror that with a world event is the opening of the doors of Cuba, which is a wonderful thing. Being more flexible with each other. See, it really can mirror from your own life to the world.
Yes. Which is a good thing. I heard about that, I was like, wow. Okay, for my whole life that had not been going on, and now it's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to acknowledge mm-hmm. that. You're like, okay, so we are moving forward here. Like, there's a lot of really good news. I have to mention again, New York banning fracking was a great. I mean, I wrote letters. I was like in that with, you know, I live here. People, come on now. And and everyone else needs to follow suit. I mean, I know that New York can be a forefront runner. What we do, the rest of the states can think is okay. So, you know, it's important for us to set a good standard. So
mm-hmm.
that's fantastic as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, it makes it easier to do these things for myself, these manifestations, and keeping myself on a loving vibration, knowing that it is also for the world, that what I'm doing on a small mm-hmm. scale, along with hopefully millions, but at least hundreds of thousands of other light workers, such as yourself and Gemini Moon, you know, that it is, we are making a difference. Abraham always said, or every teacher I listen to actually say, that one person that is vibrationally aware is more powerful than millions who are asleep. So,
mm-hmm. well, I, Go ahead. You can finish.
Yeah, and the last bit was this lighthouse. This image of a lighthouse came up at the seminar I went to, and then the next teacher I listened to said lighthouse like 5 times, and so I think the idea was that someone needs to hold the light standard for people to see it, to come with it. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that. I actually do agree with that, and I think that much of what we've been seeing taking place in the world, it's just that it's been hidden in the shadows, and now it's sort of coming to light. And the reason why it's coming to light is because it's looking for that opportunity to be healed, and be healed in a way that, you know, that doesn't, you know, I guess you could say what had been happening before, I think, had been just more or less like a covering up. So, yes, being able to, I think that one of the things that would be really important for many light workers out there, because I have been working on quite a few lately, is to remember that it's more or less like our goal, or it should be a goal, or one of our goals, that we hold up the all of the things that we see up in a higher vibration and being in alignment with what it is that we're wanting to see, and not really, and also just doing their personal preparation before they go out into the world and deal with their day. Because a lot of people I had been noticing, like especially about 2-3 weeks ago, they really were more or less, in my estimation, a little off the rails. And just getting that opportunity to get back in alignment, yeah, it's a very good thing, a very good practice. So yeah,
the holidays will do that to people. I mean, you know, people mm-hmm. can get kind of crazy, and I think it's because they're thinking about a lot of things. And it's like, you know, if money's not an issue, then you're really not running around like a crazy person. And so, like, if you're in that, you can really get confused, you know. So, mm-hmm. But I think that's part of the light standard, is to just understand why people can act kind of crazy sometimes. I mean, honestly, because, you know, let's be honest, like, I'm an Aries. I was born with a temper. Any kind of patience that I have was earned. So, and it's funny being a spirit therapist, because I can have an immense amount of patience. But I noticed that, you know, sometimes we're all human, and things get on your nerves. But the best tool that I have for that is to find some sort of humor about it, to convince myself why this is hilarious instead of so annoying. You know, it's such a better vibration. And I think it also probably, well, definitely massages our inner comedians, because just like, you know, we all have inner psychics. I think we also all have inner comedians that can be awakened and enjoyed for a lifetime in your head. So, you know, and sit on a much better vibration than annoyance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get that out. So, but Gemini Moon is a wonderful, writes, like, well, I would call it poetry, but it's like beyond, like, spiritual poetry. I forget. I think Gemini Moon has a good name for it. But if you wanted to call in also, we've been meaning to speak, and or even type in, you know, a message for the holidays. Like, they're very moving, these beautiful paragraphs. That's what they are. That's how they come in my chat room. So, so anyway, so how about, are you working on your intentions for, like, the next year? Like, do you have any sort of tidbits you can give to people for setting, you know, good manifestation goals, if you know what I mean?
Certainly. Well, one of the things that I'd like to do, I don't, for a long time, I had not been into doing what I would call New Year's resolutions, but if anybody decides to do it, one of the things that I would suggest is that they just simply write it down, put it in an envelope, and then open it up at the end of the year and see how many of those that they've actually done. Because the actual, you know, putting it away and forgetting it and not really stressing yourself out about doing it.
Yes.
And also, really getting in alignment with their internal, the internal source, the internal I am, when they go about manifesting or looking to create something, because everything, one of the things that many of the spiritual teachers are saying, and this is something that I've been continually working on evolving myself in also. So what I'm saying now, I'm also saying for myself. That when you start that process, don't be hard on yourself, and just ask for the internal source to make to allow for those transformations, where those matters of habit have that those matters of habit that you may not necessarily feel that are for your greatest and highest good, that you ask for that to be changed, because everything that you see on the outside is only a reflection of what's going on in the within you. It's merely a mirror. It's not the causative. The internal part is the causative, and the what you see on the outside is the effect. It's not the other way around. So once you get that clear within you, then that's you will begin to see the external changes. And as I said, I continue to see this in my life continually as I develop, until there are certain things that are happening for me automatically. One of the things that I had noticed was that when I ride public transit, when I was sometimes short on the fare, I would just simply say, okay, I'm going to ride for free. And I've done it so much now that even now, either the bus will come and there's something, you know, their mechanical stuff is broken, or the person will just automatically say, "Oh, you could just go back, go have a seat." And And then it's not just for the bus system here. It's also I did some commuting to DC to work with a client, and then I came back and I fell asleep. I fell asleep, and mind you, I had paid for my train fare, and when I saw the conductor, I was about to hand him. He was like, "Oh, you're okay." And I took a look at the ticket, and the ticket is good until June 2015 of next year. So, it's not just that. One of the things that when my business partner and I got together, I was told exactly the reason why we had gotten together. And I was trying to attack it from the front end, with helping him to do his healing as well as me doing my own personal. And then finally I was like, okay, obviously this isn't working. So, again, I went to that internal source, and I said, I understand that we are supposed to be doing some, we're supposed to be helping each other do this healing like he needs to heal from the experiences from his childhood, and I need to heal and be able to talk more and to share with other people more. So I would like to be about that purpose. Please, you know, intervene on my behalf to facilitate this change that we're needing. So one of the things that I'm noticing is that my throat is heating up, and it's something that I've learned to associate with it actually healing. And there was a story that I had related to my business partner, and he actually saw himself in the description that I had with a personal experience I had from my past. And so I'm beginning to notice that that type of thing is happening, even with my interpersonal relationships when I turn it over to that internal source, especially when I don't have those particular answers that I'm looking for.
Nice.
So that's one thing. That's one. That's my suggestion for those of you out there for 2015. You're working. You're looking to work with anything that you want to create in your world. You start from that internal place, and it will do have this sort of a domino effect. And you will notice that it will just happen. What I call my favorite world is it will happen organically. And that just simply means that you will just make those shifts. And you will just see things just sort of bloom and blossom out of, you know, nothingness. It's almost as effortless as a tree growing its leaves.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so wonderful to hear others having the same experience. It really is all about connecting with your own inner source and creating the vibration that you want to live in. And boy, does it all just fall into place. And doesn't mean you don't still have challenges, of course, but the way that you can work through them when you let your helpers and your guides, you know, also give you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes it so much easier. That's your mastermind, right? You can have your mastermind here on Earth, but everyone has their own master assembly around them that's there to help us, whether we tune in with them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to read what Gemini Moon was saying. This was such a powerful time. I have been so into my higher self. Have not really paid attention to much of the outside world. Use the moon energy and solstice to write down my goals for 2015. I am ready. And then, yes, letting things happen organically from deep intention. Yeah, I mean, I took a bath that day and said them out loud. And they're the same ones that have been going, but I was a little more specific and a little more just in the energy. So so I felt like that's what I needed to do. So I think, you know, for everybody to listen to their own inner guidance and using this time and getting in touch with your higher self. And if you are, which probably everybody listening is, you know, that's really what it's all about. Like, keep going, people. Keep doing that and trusting in yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's so great to hear. It's wonderful when the light workers show up, and you know, these platforms are so great for us to have a chance to practice saying, you know, our inner thoughts and help the people love and live and grow. We have like 30 seconds. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
I'm in agreement. And since you only have 30 cents, love, peace, and blessings to all of you. And, you know, have a wonderful holiday or vacation or wherever, whatever your background is. Have whatever you decide to call it, have a wonderful one.
Nice. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. And we will see you next week for more talk on, you know, good feelings and vibes for 2015 right around the corner. So thank you, Gemini Moon. Always a pleasure to see you. And Arlene, fantastic, wonderful insights as usual. And we'll see you again. Have a great time.
Okay. You too.
Good night and blessings.